Radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and you are listening to the Extra Other Tonal Note 2-Hour Blast. First hour there was with Matt on the other note, and the second half is here with me on Extra Tonal. And the theme we came up with for today is space. And, I'm going to start a little on the nose, and again with Wendy Carlos. I cannot play enough Wendy Carlos. Her albums are so hard to find, so it's like when you get a chance to, you kind of got to play them. I don't know. Call me crazy. Disagree if you wish. Send in messages to let me know what you think. But the first two tracks that we're going to listen to today are off of Wendy Carlos's Digital Moonscapes album. And I'm going to start off with the first track, Genesis, because I felt like, hey, you can't really have a talk about space until there's some space to be spacing in. So we got Genesis, and then we're going to follow that up with Io. And this one I like for, old dude reasons. It was in the first Tron movie. And, I'm a dad, and you cannot have me go a day without punning a whole bunch. And right here, we got ourselves a pun. Io is both a moon, and if you say Io in an audio or like digital workstation situation, we're talking about ins and outs, baby. And in Tron, when they're all racing, like the original Tron movie, when they're racing to the I.O. tower to communicate with the users in the outside world while they're stuck in this digital world inside a computer fighting the MCP, the Master Control Program. They're racing to an I.O. tower. And Wendy Carlos was like, pun, and put this song in there. And you know what? Good on her. Because it gives me a joke to play with today. So yeah, first two tracks, we're going to listen to Genesis, which, as you might imagine, goes from very mysterious beginnings to a big whomping finale there at the end, big crescendo, and then straight into Io. And like, it's funny because my, like, ever since I've heard this Io song, it's been in my head for like 30 years. It's crazy. Things just stick with you. What can I say? But yeah, today's episode's all about space. And not just space in space, but spaces. Spaces inside the mind, spaces inside a building, inside Nate, or outside, I guess, a building, outside buildings. Yeah, there's an outside a building one. And explorations of spaces with sound and stuff like that. So, yeah, stick around. It's going to be kind of a fun little night. Thank you for the topic suggestion, Matt, from the other note. And, So here we go, my pre-taped episode while I'm out here in Seoul. Probably forgot to mention that, but here we go. And we're going to listen to Wendy Carlos's Genesis and Io from Digital Moonscapes. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and this is Extratonal, a.k.a. The Difficult Listening Hour. I've got a thing with that that's going to come out at some point. It's going to be funny. But for the meantime, be aware that you are actually also listening to the extra other tonal note, the tonal note half of said extra other. And, in previous hour, you heard Matt doing the other note where he had a whole bunch of jazz tunes. And our theme that we came up for this week, where unfortunately I cannot be there in person, I'm recording this in a bedroom in Seoul, actually, at the moment, where it is freaking hot. So there's that. But, I'm here in Seoul, Matt in Burnaby, doing his show. And our theme this week was space. So we just heard Wendy Carlos's Genesis and Io from Digital Moonscapes, which is, you know, my on-the-nose beginning of this theme. I love Io. I don't know. I never can get enough of it. It's been living in my head for years. Before I even knew who Wendy Carlos was, before I knew anything about Moog synthesizers, like, yeah, just my entire life. But, this next section, I got a couple of songs for you that, the first one I've truncated a little bit just because it's like, I can't do that to y'all. First one's coming from Makoto Kawabata, a song called Tai from his album Inui, which is just a three-track work, but it's very experimental, very, I guess you could say avant-garde. Where he's experimenting with a lot of textures and string instruments of different countries and guitar and stuff like that. And it's very meditative. And I thought, you know, I couldn't only have two electronic songs in this set today. So I'm also throwing in Aphex Twin's Tha from Selected Ambient Works 85 to 92. Because what gets spacier than Aphex Twin's ambient works? I don't know, man. But I felt like these two songs were kind of explorations of mental space. So I hope you enjoy them. I hope you aren't inundated with them. It's hard to find people who don't know about Aphex Twin Selected Ambient Works. If this is new for you, I'm very glad. And if it's not new for you, hey, pull up a chair, get a drink. I don't know what you do at 9. Maybe it's a glass of water. Maybe it's a glass of juice. Maybe it's a glass of whiskey. You never know. It could be a lot of things. But anyway, pull up your drink, get comfy. Settle in for Makoto Kawabata's Tai from his album Inui and Aphex Twin's Tha from Selected Ambient Works 85 to 92. This is Garen Fitzgerald, Extratonal, CJSF 90.1 FM.